WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Two positions in the Bryan School District are getting $12,000 pay raises. The school board approved recommendations that the stipend for the band directors at Bryan and Rudder High be increased from $8,000 to $10,000, and Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque says both will be paid another $10,000 to ensure middle school band and orchestra students continue performing at the high school level.
We really have not had the alignment. The middle schools and the high schools, you know, there's been a little bit of a disconnect. That is our expectation now, and certainly by compensating the individual to that level, it certainly sets the tone appropriately.
Another new position approved by the board, a certified executive chef for Bryan High's culinary arts program, will receive $5,000, and bilingual teachers will receive an additional $2,500, making their $6,000 stipend the highest for that position in this part of the state. The Texas A&M Foundation has announced three major gifts to kick off funding a new music activity center. The $40 million complex is something the director of bands and music activities, Timothy Ray, says has been discussed since he started 23 years ago.
The school has pledged, you know, 50% of the project, and the foundation has done a wonderful job preparing everything. But they've been really seriously, you know, doing it probably for less than a year, and the fact that they've already got three major gifts and already, you know, have quite a bit of the fundraising done, that's very encouraging.
The center will be located at George Bush and Coke and is expected to open in 2017. Renderings of the center and more information is on our website at WTAW.com. More supporters have been announced by those for and against high-speed passenger rail service between Houston and Dallas. The new chief executive of Texas Central Railway, former investment and real estate executive Tim Keith, says they've raised $75 million for the bullet train. This comes after Montgomery County and the city of Magnolia formed a regional planning commission to monitor and work against any high-speed rail projects that may cut through western Montgomery County. A prosecution witness in a Bryan murder trial earlier this year has pleaded guilty to four felonies.
40-year-old Paul Mitchell of College Station was sentenced to a total of 20 years as part of a plea agreement for punching and strangling his girlfriend in front of her six children, then evading arrest. The agreement also covers an armed robbery and a drug possession case. Mitchell testified in the March jury trial of Marcus Watson Jr., who was convicted of murder in a drug-related shooting death of Trevor Williams in October 2012. A man who used to live in Bryan is admitted to stabbing a College Station man more than 4 years ago. 35-year-old Stanley Mosley Jr., who was caught in Illinois last year and brought back to Brazos County, was sentenced to 8 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, of which half the time must be served before becoming eligible for parole. An Ohio man is headed to a Texas prison after admitting to having an illegal online relationship with an underage girl from Brazos County. Jonathan McLean was 24 at the time. The parents of the then 14-year-old girl discovered sexually explicit emails. McLean, who was on probation in Ohio for sexual battery of a 13-year-old girl, was sentenced to 10 years and was ordered to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning, it's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning By Wilton's Office Works, hey, it's a week from today, their big celebration of being open for 20 years. Stop by and see them. They'll be celebrating all day long. That's Wilton's. You can go to Wilton's.com or go visit them in Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. No surprises, but here are the numbers.
High pressure stretches from eastern Texas all the way to Florida this morning. Lots of sunshine for today. We're going to hit 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear to at times partly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, highs 95 to 100. We'll see whether or not we have to contend with an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Then it's sunny on Saturday with highs right around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with more hardware from the Pan Am Games. Eric Hyman sat down with 12man.com, and even covering the sports, I didn't realize we had done something that we'd done. I'll share more of that coming up in just a minute as well. And the United States soccer team looked bad, just bad, yesterday against Jamaica. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
It's a sports surprise, okay?
I was surprised by the number of championships we won. We'll just say that.
Okay. Well, championships that make any money, or just, you know, championships?
Just push.
Building champions.
That's right. So Rob says we might have to contend with a shower. Please. Would you please let us contend?
We
would be glad to. Oh, well, we'll see. All right, we're going to save the lobster beer story till later.
Oh, I saw that.
Why would you want to talk about that at 6:15 in the morning? Right, maybe 6:15 in the afternoon.
It was just ick.
Well, speaking of ick, a 560-pound man is biking across U.S. America to lose weight. Hit a bit of a snag in Rhode Island. A bent rim. Imagine that.
Oh.
On Eric Height's bicycle kept him from continuing his journey for a few days and only 90 miles from where his ride began. But a bicycle shop outfitted him with a new bike that can withstand his weight. In 2 weeks on the road, the 40-year-old says that he's lost 60 pounds. Well, good for him. Currently wears a size 70 pants, 10X t-shirt.
Wow.
You don't buy those off the rack,
no,
do you?
No.
Yeah, you kind of come in their own shipping crate.
I can...
Says he's always been a big person, hopes to lose hundreds of pounds and gather material for a second book. He previously authored a humorous cookbook entitled Everybody Loves Ramen.
Okay, I like this guy even more.
Which includes 50 recipes that he developed in college. Yeah, which is cook the ramen, look in your cabinet, and see what you have, right? And just add that to it.
What else can I put in this? Spam.
Two thoughts. I guess he's not doing one of those adult tricycles. I mean, they didn't say that.
No.
Bicycles. The bent rim thing is interesting. I don't know what would cause the rim to bend other than him getting on it.
Yes, that plus if he hit anything at all.
Yeah. And then I'm just figuring the seat disappears. I don't know.
You didn't mention that he had lost two things before he started losing weight.
Oh.
Or did you? His job and his wife.
Oh, my. Oh, I had no idea.
I guess I would want to start losing some weight.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's sending me a message.
He's not running away from his problems. He's riding.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's the 204th day of the year. It's Thursday, July the 23rd. Got 161 of them to go. Hot enough for you day. Oh, we'll probably do more, but it's good enough. Gorgeous Grandma Day. It's Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Okay, just saying.
No.
That's to leave room for vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's pretty
good. And then French vanilla, homemade vanilla.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's National Hot Dog Day.
I thought we already did that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know. It's on here again.
And see, maybe that's what it is. They have multiple days. They just sprinkle them around.
Yeah. I guess we can't really say slurry in a sausage case, can we? That's probably no. Okay.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Again.
And it's birthday time.
Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter's 26 today.
Oh, my.
Tom Misson is 33 from he's Ichabod Crane in the Sleepy Hollow show. Mm-hmm. Paul Wesley, 33 from Vampire Diaries. Michael Williams, 35. Michelle, sorry, William, 35 from Destiny's Child.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Monica Lewinsky, 42 years old.
All right.
And you have to say it this way. It's Nomar Garciaparra's birthday. He's 42.
Okay.
He played for Bastion. Yeah. Marlon Wayans, 43. Alison Krauss, very talented lady, 44. Stephanie Seymour, 47. She's a Victoria's Secret model. Gary Payton is 47. Nicknamed the Glove, played basketball for the Miami Heat. Saul Hudson's birthday today. He's 50.
Huh?
You would know him as Slash.
Oh.
From Guns N' Roses.
Or yeah. Okay.
Hey.
If he walked in, I wouldn't know him, I have to tell you. But that's.
Oh, you'd recognize the difference in the building. I promise you that.
Okay.
Eric LaSalle is 53 from ER. Woody Harrelson, 54.
Yeah.
Larry Minetti, Tom Selleck's sidekick in Magnum P.I.
And nothing else,
no,
right?
No, he hadn't done anything.
I hope he invested well.
Yep.
Yeah, hope he did. Yeah.
68 years old. David Essex is still rocking on at 68. Don Imus, 75.
Our neighbor down the road.
Yeah, down the road. Mm-hmm. And the guy that played Captain Bogomil in Beverly Hills Cop and was in Deliverance, Ronnie Cox, is 77. He's a character actor in a lot of stuff.
Sure. Tony Joe White, Poke Saladanny. Yeah.
He's from Houston.
Is he?
I think so.
Well, he played here one time. 72.
Played that same song three times,
he did? Yeah, really. Yeah, 72. Stephanie March, you know her from Law & Order and other stuff. Used to be married to Bobby Flay, 45. And one of the Supremes. That'd be Anthony Kennedy, 79. And happy birthday to an iconic situation, at least, Cliff Notes. Cliff Notes were first used in 1953. And the next year, everybody passed English Lit.
Yeah.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so last week, congressional Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee, they passed the Countering Violent Extremism Act of 2015. And judging by the title of the bill, one would think that piece of legislation might include a little bit of measures to curb or prevent the growing problem of radical Islam in America. Now, if you voted, yeah, that was probably it, you are incorrect. Conservative Review reports the bill has nothing to do with combating homegrown Islamic terror and is verbatim reflection of this administration's agenda to expunge any mention of Islam from the growing terror threat. Is it not time that we face the truth as a country? Republicans, Democrats, wake up, vow to defeat radical Islam within our own country and call it what it is? Just a thought.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fiat Chrysler says it has a software fix that will prevent future hacking into the Jeep Cherokee and other vehicles. The fix is in response to news that two well-known hackers remotely took control of a Jeep Cherokee through its internet-connected entertainment system. They were able to change the vehicle's speed and control the brakes, radio, windshield wipers, and other features from 10 miles away. Qualcomm says it will cut jobs, update its board, and review its business structure as part of an effort to improve its performance. The announcement comes as the wireless tech company reported a massive drop in its quarterly revenue and profit and gave a weak outlook. Qualcomm plans to cut 15% of its workforce that last counted had 31,300 employees. After IKEA chest tipped over and fatally injured two boys, safety regulators say consumers should stop using IKEA's dressers and chests for children unless the products are mounted to a wall. The Swedish furniture giant is offering a free kit to help consumers do that. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Last week, I did a commentary about food and how we as a people looked at food and went, you know, I think if I break that open, that nut would taste really good. Well, I got several emails. One of my favorites was the egg. How do you look at a chicken and see where it comes from and go, yeah, I think I'm going to eat that? Well, this story falls in that vein, and I have no idea how they came up with it, but in this case, it's almost a lifesaver, and the marketing people at Philadelphia Cream Cheese had better jump on it. A three-year-old in England was born with a rare, incurable genetic disease called GLUT1 deficiency. It causes a lack of glucose in the brain and makes it where she can't talk, so she had been a mute for the first 3 years of her life. Then she started eating insane amounts of, you guessed it, cream cheese. And miraculously, thanks to the cream cheese, she has the ability to talk. By the way, her first word was mom. Here's why. Cream cheese has just the right amount of fat to make the body use that as energy, as opposed to glucose. So that frees up the available glucose to go to her brain. She now eats about 4 tubs of the stuff a week, and she's talking because her body is using the fat for energy, and it's not affecting her weight. It's like how people on the Atkins diet use fat for their energy. But at what point did the doctors look at this and go, just eat cream cheese? Lots and lots of cream cheese. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As I told you yesterday, gold was as cheap as it had been all year, so I actually did a little digging. If you buy gold now as opposed to buying it at the beginning of the year in January, you're saving $171, and gold always goes up. They have gold and silver bullion there. They also got really cool jewelry and a whole lot more. But if you're looking to do some investing, now's the time. That's davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can see them in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, numbers are about the same. Rob did mention some kind of chance of precipitation. We might have to contend with some rain in the forecast. Not in the forecast I'm looking at, but that's okay. We'll take it any place we can find it. 97 or 98 for our high temperature. About 102 to 104 will be the heat index. Winds will kind of lay down. They were up pretty high yesterday. That tends to, of course, dry things out even more. Low each night around 77 or so. Right now the wind's out of the east at 5. 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, we're looking at 75.
Women often complain that men are clueless when it comes to relationships. But maybe there's a reason for that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
But you have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right.
David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. Payment varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
In male-female attraction.
One of the things we found with women, everywhere in the world, we went to 33 cultures, is that they're attracted to a man who can make them laugh.
Alan Pease, author of the book Why Men Want Sex and Women Need Love.
Because men secretly know that women are attracted to men who can tell a joke for two reasons. First, he gets high status amongst other men because he can do it. And secondly, that in laughing, you release a chemical called endorphin from the back of the brain, which builds your immune system. So it almost appears that women somehow appear to be aware of the fact that her health is going to be better with a man who can make her laugh.
Chemistry and hormones are what attract us to each other in the first place, but...
Couples who last long-term are those we found who have mutual core values and beliefs. They believe the same basic things about kids, finance, money, who spends it where and when, social, family, how we entertain them. When the hormonal thing wears off, which is somewhere between 9 and 12 months, and if there's nothing left such as the core values and beliefs, then the relationship will usually fail.
And why does it seem that relationships are so difficult to maintain? Alan says you have to look back at the thousands of years of human history.
Men's history has been catching the other guy's resources, invading his country and taking what he owns. But when it comes to the home front, women have always controlled what happens in the home, what happens with relationships. Men are more interested in the resource side of thing, and they're not, compared to women, they're not very acutely aware of relationships and how they function.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board agrees with administrators that too many bilingual teachers have been hired and trained only to leave after 1 or 2 years for higher pay elsewhere. That's what led to raising their stipend for the hard-to-find position from $3,500 to $6,000. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says applicants only get 4 shots to pass the state certification test.
You have to take a content test, and you have to jump over and take a language proficiency test. And not only do you have to do it orally, you have to actually be able to write it. You have to have a specialized keyboard. You can't even use the keyboard in front of you to do this test. And they only offer it at certain times of the year anyway. So it's the standard for getting a bilingual teacher certification is through the roof. I mean, it's the hardest thing out there to get right now.
Recruiters have been going to Mexico to bring people working in other professions who are willing to become bilingual teachers. The board also established stipends for new positions, including $5,000 for a certified executive chef at Bryan High's Culinary Arts Program.
For this particular assignment, we've had to recruit somebody from industry. So it's not your typical bachelor's degree person who went through a regular teacher program. It's somebody who's out there as a chef.
And the band directors at Bryan and Rudder will be making an additional $12,000 next year, $2,000 more for leading the bands, and $10,000 for monitoring progress of band and orchestra students at Bryan's middle schools. Music students at Texas A&M are getting a new home. A $40 million music activity center will be built at the corner of George Bush and Coke. Director of Bands and Music Activities Timothy Ray says this impacts 1,300 students in the band, orchestra, and chorale programs.
It actually gives them a decent rehearsal space and provides them with individual practice rooms and acoustically correct large practice rooms, and just something that our students deserve for all of the great work that they do representing the university.
The complex, which includes an artificial turf field for the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band, will allow to expand from the current 14 music groups.
As academically rigorous as our environment here is, it gives you a chance to kind of get away from that and explore some other artistic things during your time at A&M. And I'm very, very proud of the growth that we've had in the program. And I think that this facility is a way of the university recognizing that growth and how important of an experience this is for our students.
The Texas A&M Foundation announced the first three major gifts towards their $20 million campaign. The university will provide the remaining funding. More information and renderings of the new center are on our website at WTAW.com. Bluebell has taken the next step towards returning to store shelves. The company sent two tweets yesterday announcing test production has started in their plant in Alabama. There's more opposition and more support to building a high-speed passenger bullet train between Houston and Dallas. The city of Magnolia and Montgomery County recently formed a joint commission to monitor and work against any high-speed rail projects that may cut through western Montgomery County. This week, the railway announced a new leadership group. New CEO Tim Smith says they have raised $75 million in new money from Texas investors. An attorney representing the family of Sandra Bland says relatives have no evidence that she has previously attempted suicide. That's in response to a statement made yesterday by Waller County Sheriff Glenn Smith. In an interview with the Associated Press, Smith said Bland had told a guard about a previous suicide attempt while being asked a series of questions posed to each person booked into jail. The attorney for Bland's family says her body has been flown back to Chicago in preparation for a funeral Saturday morning. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement with an Ohio man who admitted having an illegal online relationship with an underage girl.
Prosecutors say 2 years ago, the parents of the then 14-year-old found their daughter exchanging emails. 26-year-old Jonathan McClain, who was on probation for sexual battery of a 13-year-old girl in Ohio, was sentenced to 10 years and was ordered to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Another plea agreement with the DA's office covers four crimes admitted by a College Station man. The pleas and 20-year punishment given to Paul Mitchell of College Station came after he testified in a murder trial in March. Mitchell was among witnesses called by the prosecution, which led to a jury convicting Marcus Watson Jr. in the drug-related shooting death of Trevor Williams in Bryan nearly 3 years ago. Mitchell pleaded guilty to punching and strangling his girlfriend in front of her six children, then leading College Station police on a 25-minute slow-speed pursuit with the kids in his SUV. He also admitted to participating in an armed robbery and possessing drugs. And a third agreement involves a burglary and stabbing in a College Station home 4 years ago. 35-year-old Stanley Mosley Jr., who used to live in Bryan, was found in Illinois last year. The week before a jury trial was scheduled to start, Mosley admitted to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Mosley was sentenced to 8 years and will serve at least half before becoming eligible for parole. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Howdy folks, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win too on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can log on to actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will lead to abundant sunshine across the region today. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. If you have trouble handling the heat, you'll want to limit your time outside today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. We'll be watching the radar tomorrow afternoon, 95 to 100. Then it's sunny and up around 100 degrees for the day Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I think this past year has resulted in that and reflected what their expectations are.
That's Eric Hyman talking about championships and the expectations of the SEC. We'll have more from him coming up in just a bit with sports. Also, Aggie showing well yet again in the Pan Am Games. USA Soccer takes one on the chin, and more in sports in 12.
So, you might want to limit your activity outside if you're sensitive to the sun. Thanks a lot, Rob. I appreciate that.
Those weenies down in Texas.
Yeah. There's the guy in my neighborhood who's getting a new roof put on his house.
Oh
yeah, buddy. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they stripped the shingles off. They got down to the decking, you know, and then they're putting the new paper on there. And, you know, and it's a dark roof. It got like that matters. I don't, you know, at that point when you're standing up there.
Tell you what, on the roof is very different from inside the roof.
Yeah, well, that's also true. That's also true.
Or tarring it, which I've had to do once or twice.
All of those, that's very unenviable positions.
All of those are stay in school type jobs, you know. Take your kid by there and see that going on. All right, so let's talk about our buddies at the IRS today. Our buddies. Now, I don't know if you remember that we have a president named Barack Obama, and when he came up with his Obamacare thing, you know, he told you if you like your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. And, I guess he didn't mention that there may be fines and penalties for small businesses. Did he mention that? I don't remember him saying that, you know. Well, small business owners descending on D.C. this week, they're lobbying Congress to try to roll back the Obamacare rule that could hit a lot of companies with thousands of dollars worth of penalties. There are 150 small business owners And the organization put together, NFIB put this group together to show up at on Capitol Hill today to make their case to members for their state's legislatures to make a change in this rule, because businesses that continue offering arrangements could have an excise tax of $36,500 per employee per year, based on 2013 ruling from the IRS that imposed penalties on employers who offer tax-free reimbursement to their employees to help them purchase individual health care plans. In other words, we don't want you deviating from the system. You go find a new plan, we're going to penalize you. And again, at $36,000 per employee per year, that'd be the penalty? Fairly large. Just saying. If the IRS happened to be monitoring Tea Party type organizations, if they were, according to the Government Accounting Office, it was just a happy accident.
Oh, just one of those things.
Yeah, according to their study, they found that the IRS kept shoddy records detailing how it in fact chose the groups for the audits. So that allowed staffers essentially to freelance their audit decisions and keeps officials in key positions much longer than its internal rules allow. Oh, if you got your job, you get to keep your job. If you like your job, you get to keep your job, right? Yeah. So, in other words, these folks are out there pretty much as rogue agents, just deciding who they want to pick on. Well, that's interesting. The report is sure to add more scrutiny, obviously, to the IRS, which is catching some criticism from Republicans and all that Tea Party stuff that, I don't know, it seemed like they might be looking at the Tea Party people harder than other folks, but maybe that's just our paranoia. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Water Board in Texas has set a whole bunch of projects, about $4 billion worth of projects, got the financing set up and ready to go. One of the things that they're going to do is they're looking at pipelines for seawater desalinization. Do a feasibility study on that. See how that works out. Some people have been doing that for a long time.
It's energy intensive, but if they can make a few breakthroughs, it's pretty reasonable.
Well, and again, as we have mentioned many times, we cannot live in a world where we believe there will not be technological advances anymore. I mean, we haven't learned all we're going to learn. Things that we do today aren't necessarily as efficient as they're going to be 10, 15 years from now. Okay. Maybe we had our fingers crossed when we signed that agreement with Iran.
Did we crisscross applesauce that?
Well, there apparently are some side agreements between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. They're normally called the IAEA.
Unlimited falafel?
Well, yeah, exactly. And some hummus to go along with it.
Oh, nice.
Pertaining to Tehran's controversial program, but Susan Rice finally admitted yesterday, after there had been some talk about that, and they said, no. Well, she tossed aside alleged a Republican saying that there had been secret deals that had been made. She said that's not the case. We are satisfied with them, meaning the IAEA documents, and we will share the contents of those briefings in a full classified session with Congress. So there is nothing in that regard that we know that they don't know, they mean Congress. So what happens, though, I mean, if you look at it, the Congress has got 60 days to approve this deal. If you don't have all the facts yet, how can you even start the clock on that 60 days? So we'll see how that works out. White House says it's in the final stages of drafting a plan to close the Guantanamo Bay deal. The prison was set was set up after the September 11, 2001 attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, great name. The administration is in its final stages of drafting a plan to safely and responsibly close the Guantanamo Bay. Okay. Loretta Lynch said yesterday that her department is going to look into the information that they have gotten so far and others that they might receive in the future about those controversial videos on Planned Parenthood officials talking about, I guess the last one we had was Dr. Mary Gatter, who is negotiating the price of selling fetal tissue for medical research. Kind of not sitting well with folks, if you know what I mean.
Oh, good heavens, no.
But, look, this is the Obama administration. They want to make sure they don't offend the wrong people. So
Yeah, it's just the right people.
Yeah, that's right. Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, says they're going to look into that. So, apparently, according to documents that they've been able to find, the Federal Election Commission says that Donald Trump earned about $250,000 per speech in the past year. Public speaking engagements earned him a total of $1.75 million. He charges, depending on the group, between $50,000 and $450,000 per talk. The biggest paydays came from three speeches that he gave at $450,000 each to a multi-level marketing company. That's like called a pyramid scheme, okay? In case you don't know, the nice name for that is multi-level marketing company called ACN. I don't know who they are or what they do, but $450,000 per speech, did three speeches. Okay. Do we care that Hillary's poll numbers are slipping? Eh, it doesn't matter.
Cascading.
I don't know when I first said it, but I said she wouldn't be the nominee.
Yep.
I maintain that.
I understand.
He's still going with the first lady.
Could still be Michelle. We'll see.
As the way things are going right now, yeah, that's looking more and more possible.
And more scary.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Monmouth University finds New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has the lowest ratings among GOP candidates. So there you go. Reason for Rick Perry to celebrate. Okay, there you go. It's 6:47.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you find fertilizers confusing, join the crowd. Finding the proper plant food for each plant in the landscape and garden can seem like a hopelessly confusing problem. Rejoice, gardener, I bring a simple life to you. I'm going to explain fertilizers and how you can choose the right plant food. It's a lot easier than you might imagine. I'll be back with details after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. To choose the right fertilizer, we have to understand a few basic terms. And bear with me now. It's not going to be difficult. You can do this. Analysis. Analysis is the fertilizer's list of contents by percentages. And it's three numbers. It'll be nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, respectively. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and they'll be listed as numbers. Like 15-5-10, for example. That's a total of 30%. Percent. Remember, those are percent, actual nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those three elements have different functions in the landscape. Nitrogen promotes leaf growth and also new stem growth. Phosphorus is roots, flowers, and fruit. However, phosphorus often is present in very large quantities in clay soils, especially. And potassium is most important for summer and winter hardiness. That's the analysis. It's the actual percent content. Ratio is a term referring to the relative amounts of the three elements compared to one another. Now, let's use that 15-5-10 example that we had. If you divide that by 5, you get 3-1-2. That's the ratio of the fertilizer elements together. You simply divide by the lowest common denominator. So an 18-6-12 fertilizer is also 3-1-2. So is 21-7-14. Didn't know you were tuned into a math class, did you? This is simple math. Don't give up yet. Stay with me. Slow-release fertilizers are the rage currently, and that's because they stay around and give more sustained feeding. It's better for our plants. And if you look at the nitrogen, half or more of it should be in quality slow-release form. Your retail garden center can explain that to you and show it to you in the fine print. So you want the first number, half of that nitrogen, to be slow-release form, or more than half. Organic fertilizers are also increasingly important. That's a good trend. The various manures, blood meal, bone meal, fish emulsion, and other products of the life processes are all examples. One thing you have to remember with organic fertilizers is they have a very low analysis. The actual percent content of nutrients is very low, and they dissolve very slowly. So your plants may starve to death before they can get enough of the nutrition that they need, at least initially, until you build up the nutrition value of your soil. Those are some things to keep in mind when you choose fertilizers. I'm Neil Sperry, working with a landscape planner in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Shamir Little, the Aggie sophomore from Chicago, added another 400-meter hurdle title to her impressive resume as she remained undefeated in the event so far this year, winning the Pan American gold at York University in Toronto, Canada yesterday. Incoming freshman swimmer Sydney Pickram won the silver medal at the 400 IM at the Games as well. She continues to excel in international competition. Earlier this week, she set the Canadian national record in the 200 IM and went on to earn the bronze medal in that event. Now, summer is a transition time for A&M Athletics, shifting gears from one season and one year to the next. Athletic Director Eric Hyman sat down with 12thman.com and was asked about the tremendous success the Aggies had last year.
I think it's a tremendous reflection on our student-athletes. I think it's a reflection on our coaching staff and just the commitment that Texas A&M has made towards their athletic program. And they would like us to have a nationally caliber athletic program and battle for championships, and I think this past year has resulted in that and reflected what their expectations are.
Texas A&M won the second most Southeastern Conference titles across all sports last season, only behind Florida, and in just their third year in the conference. The Brazos Valley Bombers attempted to complete a two-game sweep of the East Texas Pump Jacks in Tyler. Ball game was a pitcher's duel in which both teams fought hard until the very end. Pitcher Heston Van Fleet threw 8 strong innings for the Bombers, only allowing 3 hits and giving up just 1-1 despite the strong performance on the mound. The Bombers were unable to make it 10 in a row, falling 1-0. Bombers skip Kurt Dixon said the bats just didn't help a great pitching performance.
Losing game 1-0 offensively, didn't get much time tonight, but you got to tip your hat off to them. That guy came out, did a good job, tacked the zone, punched us out 10 times. But you got, you know, everything that gets tossed aside is Heston Van Fleet's outing there. You know, him going 8 innings there of shutout baseball and just, you know, pitched his tail off all night for us. And it won't show on the stat sheet as a win, but it was, it was good to see him out there repeating what he did last week in Dallas. And as summer's getting going, he's getting stronger.
Brazos Valley is in the Woodlands tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock with the Strikers. At the CONCACAF Gold Cup, Jamaica stunned the United States with a pair of first-half goals, one off a blunder by the goalkeeper, and held on for a 2-1 win in the Gold Cup semifinals last night. Team USA coach Jurgen Klinsmann said the loss was a tough pill to swallow.
We lost this game with 2 set pieces that we conceded, as simple as that, you know, and then we had enough chances to put 3, 4, 5 in there. We didn't do that, and that's why we, at the end of the day, we lost it, and that's unfortunate, but it's reality. So congratulations to Jamaica being in the final, and we have to swallow that pill.
The Americans, who played in 5 straight Gold Cup finals, will play Panama in the third place game Saturday, while Jamaica plays Mexico Sunday for the Gold Cup. In Major League Baseball, Elvis Andrus hit a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 9th as Texas bounced back from dropping 5 early runs to beat the Colorado Rockies 10-8. Elvis Andrus loves playing at Coors Field.
No, it's an amazing field. It's an offensive field for sure. You know, the ball's flying. The gaps are huge. So, and the ball, you know, the grass is really fast. So it's everything, you know, as a hitter, you dream. So it was really glad and really fun those 3 days, and especially, you know, because we got the series.
The Rangers have the night off. They'll head to L.A. for the Angels tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 9:10.
Tucker hits it pretty well and pretty deep to center field. Piazza on his horse, still going back, looking up, and that ball is gone. Preston Tucker goes yard, and the Astros go up 1-0.
That was one of two for Preston Tucker, who also drove in 3 runs to give the Houston Astros a 4-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. Boston stays in Houston. They'll start things off tonight at 7:10. And that game is on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. And finally, from the SEC Crime Blotter, police arrested 3 University of Arkansas basketball players alleging they used counterfeit money to buy merchandise at 3 locations near campus. After the arrest, the school announced indefinite suspension for starting point guard Anton Beard, forward Ja'Cory Williams, and junior transfer student Dustin Johnson. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
The 4 immutable laws. It's our blueprint for good business. This is what makes Hartman Realty Group tick. These 4 laws are the guiding principles for what we do every day. They're set in stone, and they're what set us apart from other real estate businesses. By living and breathing them, we show our clients our true commitment to exceeding their expectations. Read more about them now at hartmanbcs.com. and find out how they can change the way you look at real estate.
Visit HartmanBCS.com.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Norman G. Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon.